This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My expectations are high this week. I feel great about the state of my game right now. I feel like my recent results aren't a tell of where my game's actually at. And I feel like I've made a lot of strides in the last couple of days in the tee to green game, really just off the tee, my long game, which has been the only separation from being able to win golf tournaments over the last month or so. So I feel really good about my game, where it's at heading into this week. It's just a matter of trust in the stuff that I'm working on.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Let's get down to Augusta and welcome in our buddy Mark Cannizzaro from the New York Post. He is live at the Masters, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And the voice we heard there is Jordan Spieth, who discovered something in the last couple of days. Once upon a time, he didn't have to discover anything. He had it all, but he's not in form, but he's always been in good form at the Masters. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Spieth got a shot or too much to ask?
Well, I think I don't know that it's too much to ask. He certainly has a shot, but as you listen to that clip, he sounds like a guy to me that's trying to talk himself into the fact that he's in pretty good form coming in, which isn't the case. But, that said, his record here is incredible. I mean, 5 years, two runners up, a win. He's one of those players that kind of transforms a little bit mentally and with his game when he drives into onto the grounds here on Magnolia Lane. I consider Phil Mickelson kind of one of those guys as well. No matter what form Phil's in, somehow, he just gets a feeling that comes over him when he gets to Augusta, because he's had great results here. So, that could certainly, spark Jordan and snap him out of the funk that he's been in, without question.
Mark, you check in this morning in the New York Post with a story that kind of underscores, and I picked Justin Rose, but I did it forgetting the fact that he was the number one ranked player in the world. He kind of overlooked that. He very quietly he comes into Augusta. What do you expect out of him this week? And is he a guy that why is he laying in the weeds, as you put it?
Well, it's just weird. Justin's a guy that's incredibly consistent. He's just kind of always there on the leaderboard, seemingly with a chance. And obviously here at Augusta, he's been runner-up two out of the last 4 years. He finished second to Jordan in 2015, but that was a bit of a distant second. But he obviously was a playoff with Sergio Garcia, in 17. And certainly, should have and could have won the tournament. So he's had great results here. And on top of that, he's having a really good year. And he's just really in the last several years, he's just been so consistent. But he's kind of one of those guys, nothing stands out in his, you don't look at his game and say, oh my God, he's got those kind of mad Dustin Johnson skills. He doesn't really stand out in one particular facet. But yet he kind of does everything really well. And this guy's, incredibly accomplished. Obviously, he's a gold medal winner in the Olympics. He has won a major, so he's done it before, having won a U.S. Open. But he's also one of those guys that you figure is kind of knocking on the door to win that second major championship with as much as he's put himself in contention. So, but you look at, as I mentioned in the column I wrote today, if you look at the grouping I put in there, there's so many other guys you're looking at before Justin Rose, mm-hmm. and it seems kind of weird because you think that, and listen, the betting line, I think he's the second favorite, technically speaking, if I'm not mistaken, second or third favorite, after Rory. So it's not like the bookies are overlooking him. I just think the fans overlook him a little bit.
It's fascinating when you talk about Ricky Fowler, because he is so close and yet he hasn't broken through here. What What do you like about him coming into this thing? What do you think of him? Is it, you know, people talk about he has a hard time with the par five holes at Augusta for whatever reason. Where's he at?
Well, I mean, he's a guy that just should have a major championship by now. I mean, the guy's been so close so many times, certainly here at Augusta. You know, he made that great run last year and almost chased down Patrick Reed, finished second solo. Ricky, the thing I like about Ricky is Ricky's pretty resilient. He takes a little bit after Phil Mickelson, in my opinion, in that he is eternally optimistic. You know, regardless of how many times he gets slapped down or disappointed, he still has this attitude like, you know, it's going to happen for him right around the corner. But I've said this for a year or two now, particularly since that year several years ago that he finished in the top five in all four majors. It's becoming a thing for Ricky, you know, getting over the line and winning a major. You know, I mean, it's becoming, you know, I mean, we look back to Phil Mickelson in 2000, before 2004 when he won his first major championship here at Augusta. And it was, you know, the count, you know, the best player would never to win a major, you know, label, a count of 47 consecutive majors without a win. You know, those things are, I don't know how they can't be weighing on Ricky's mind, even though he's still a young guy and is going to have plenty of chances. You have to start wondering after a while if it's ever going to happen for you. Not that he's at that point yet, but, you know, he's too good and has knocked on the door and gotten too close not to break through one of these times. And this one very well might be the week.
Mark, I'm entertained by this Brooks Koepka story about the fact he's receiving criticism for losing weight, down 24 pounds. And the rumor is, or the suggestion is, that he's doing it for a body issue, ESPN's body issue, and getting himself in shape at the expense of his game. He's won two of the last three majors. There's not a whole lot of, talk about him winning it this week, but you can't rule him out, can you?
Can never rule him out. And having won two of the last three majors, you know, you can't. I mean, his confidence has to be incredibly high. You know, he's not a guy like Ricky that's, you know, that's looking at the clock going, geez, I got to win one of these things one of these days, because he's already got three of them. So, the body issue thing, I don't know if, you know, I mean, it's funny. I wish I was getting criticized for losing too much weight.
No kidding. No kidding.
Because I want to pose nude. Yeah.
You know, I think what happens with these guys sometimes, you know, guys, is that, you know, the emphasis on fitness so much now in golf, you know, is so much more now in golf than it ever was. And obviously, you know, there's so many more athletes playing the game, you know, like Tiger starting that trend, certainly. And you look at Dustin Johnson of the dunk of basketball and guys like that. You know, I think there's so much emphasis. Maybe, and listen, Rory McIlroy went overboard a few years ago. He was criticized for getting too bulked up. And he finally stopped, you know, chilled out on the lifting of the weights and did more, you know, refinement kind of, you know, workouts, you know, to get his body ready for golf. Sometimes these guys can just go overboard, you know, and maybe Brooks, you know, thought he was a little chunky and decided he wanted to slim down. I'm not sure I buy a guy being that vain to jeopardize his performance on the golf course, you know, so he's working on the proper eight pack for the ESPN, you know, body issue, you know.
This Masters coverage on The Score brought to you by the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club, August 13th through August 18th, 2019. A great event and a great course. I'm just curious, Mark. I'm trying to find a winner, and I want to find a long shot. I picked a long shot after our draft of players left over, and I took Keith Mitchell in an undrafted thing because he played at Georgia. Those guys play that course all the time. I know he hasn't been there before, but I'm just looking for a long shot guy.
I love that pick. I mean, I really do. I mean, I really, I'm going to be honest with you, I had never heard of Keith Mitchell until he won the Honda, and I was actually at Bay Hill the next week, you know, the day after he'd won Honda, and did a column on him there, and I love the guy's attitude. He's got a brash attitude, but not in any way cocky, you know, in my opinion, in the short time that I've, you know, been around him and covering these tournaments, but he doesn't really seem like he's that affected. You know, he's you know, obviously, you know, coming from that stable of players from Georgia, you know, they're all good. The program's maybe the best in the country. I love his attitude. I think he seems like kind of a fearless guy to me, and a guy who has played this golf course, as you said before. Why not? You know, another guy I do like is Finau. I mean, Tony Finau had a great run here last year, and this course suits him very well. He's a high ball hitter, hits it long, you know, it'd be a great story. I mean, if you remember last year, maybe he almost blew his ankle out in the par three on Wednesday, and there was a lot of question whether he was going to be able to tee it up on Thursday, which he did. And, you know, he made a great run. I mean, he was right in the mix, you know, last year. So, you know, but I like your Keith Mitchell pick a lot. I do like Finau as well.
All right, Mark, we haven't mentioned Tiger Woods. He's oozing confidence, and he's seemingly healthy. What do you expect out of Tiger?
You know, it sounds a little cliche, but, you know, I don't think you can ever count him out here because of what he's done here. And, you know, his form has been pretty good. I think that win at the Tour Championship in September before the Ryder Cup, even though it's, you know, several months back, you know, is still in the back of his mind, you know, realizing that he can do it again. I find it fascinating when I hear him talk about the fact that he kind of needed that reinforcement to know he could do it again after winning, you know, 79 times before that. But, you know, I mean, listen, obviously he was kind of in a career abyss for a while there with his health and prior to that the scandal. But I think he's playing pretty well. I'm interested to see, because last year at this time, he was still kind of in that mode, with that feeling out period mode with his back and his health and, you know, how long of a season he could, you know, how many tournaments he could play and that kind of thing. He had his worst result of his career as a pro last year. I think it was T32, if I'm not mistaken. So he was just an absolute non-factor last year. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think in some manner or form, we're going to be seeing him on the leaderboard and be a factor. Whether he wins or not, I mean, obviously if he wins, this place is going to implode, you know, so that would be obviously a phenomenal story. So, you know, if you're rooting for the good story, which I always am, you know, I'd love to see that happen, or at least him be in the mix on Sunday.
All right, Mark, we'll let you go. Who's going to win it?
I picked Rory in the paper, even though it's, you know, he's the betting favorite. It's the obvious guy. In fact, it's weird that we didn't even mention his name in this time, because the guy's in the best form of everybody. You know, he's also, again, if we're talking about rooting for good stories, you know, the career Grand Slam is sitting right there for him, you know, on a tee, no pun intended. So I guess the pun was intended. Never mind. Hey, listen, it's almost too obvious, and the obvious almost never happens, but I picked him just because I think he's in great form, and I think he's in great state of mind right now.
Great stuff, Mark. Thanks a ton. We appreciate it, buddy.
Enjoy the weekend.
Good talking to you guys. Take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.